Welcome to the forest. My name is Amanda Cox, and I will be guiding you through this 45-minute flow today. Begin by taking a comfortable seat on your mat, Sukhasana. Crossing your legs and resting the palms of your hands face down on your knees if you need more grounding, or palms up to receive. Close your eyes and begin to deepen your breath. Inhale to the count of 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last round, inhaling 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job. Connecting now to your Ujjayi breath, inhaling and exhaling through the nose. As you continue to focus on your breath, bring awareness to the sounds around you. Throughout this practice, I encourage you to stay aware of these sounds. Notice what you hear and visualize it. Fully immerse yourself in this experience. Everything I offer today is optional. Listen to your body and know you can always return to this seated position and simply enjoy the sounds of the forest. Take a moment here to scan the body. Notice any emotions or tension you may be feeling today, and give yourself permission to let it go. Set an intention or a mantra for your practice. The mantra I'm offering for you today is, I am grounded and supported. Inhale, arms overhead, lengthening through the crown of the head. Keeping the left arm lifted, place the right hand by your side and extend through the left side body. Inhale, arms back overhead and switch sides, placing the left hand by your side, keeping the right arm overhead and stretching through the right side body. Continue to flow side to side here, staying in any spot that feels right. Moving as if a gentle breeze is swaying your upper body here and there. Rolling over the knees, plant your hands on the mat, coming into all fours. Begin to move through your cat and cows here. Inhaling, lifting through the chest and tailbone, and exhale, rounding through the spine. Feel free to begin to add in any intuitive movements here. Maybe taking some barrel rolls through the spine, or bringing the shoulder and hip towards one another, swaying from side to side. Flow with your breath. Coming back to a neutral spine, inhale the right fingertips towards the sky. As you open through the chest, notice the variety of lush green foliage around you. Exhale and thread the needle, resting your right shoulder onto the ground. As you inhale, reaching the fingertips back towards the sky, stretching through the chest once more. Slowly let the fingertips come back to the mat. Repeating this on the left side, inhale left fingertips towards the sky, stretching once again through that chest, and exhale, reaching under and through. Rest your left shoulder onto the ground. As you inhale, reaching fingertips back towards the sky, and then slowly let the fingertips come back to the mat. Grounding through the hands, press back into downward facing dog. Take your dog for a walk here, pedaling through the feet as you bend your knees, stretching through the hamstrings and calf muscles. Look to the top of your mat and slowly walk the feet to meet your hands. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Coming to Tadasana or Mountain Pose, bend the knees as you inhale, reaching arms out and up, hands meeting in prayer. Standing tall through the spine here, feel the four corners of your feet pressing into the soft ground beneath you. Notice the air on your skin. Moving into a standing crescent pose, inhale arms overhead and grab the left wrist with the right hand. Reaching through the left side body, gazes towards the sky. Breathing length into the left side and noticing the canopy of trees above. Coming back through center, taking the right wrist into the left hand and extending over and stretching through the right side body. Looking again at the canopy above you, you notice the crown shyness. The treetops do not touch each other, but rather form this canopy with channel-like gaps, the bright blue sky making river-like designs. Coming back through center, exhale, forward fold. Plant the hands on the ground and step back into plank. Slowly lowering all the way down onto your belly. Preparing for Cobra Pose. Bring the hands out to the sides of your mat and cup the hands, placing just the fingertips on the ground. Picture a small mushroom growing there that you do not want to crush. Keep a slight bend in the elbows as you lift the chest. Roll like a wave here, flowing, allowing the chest to rise and fall. Beginning to bring more organic movements here, maybe dropping one shoulder into the center and then the other. Release back down to the mat. Planting through the palms, engage the core and press up into a strong plank pose. Lift the hips up and back, downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg to 3 point and roll through the ankle in one direction and then the other. Coming to a low lunge, step the foot in between the hands and drop the back knee to the ground. You can keep the toes curled under or release the top of the foot to the mat. Hands can stay grounded by the front foot or inhale them up and overhead, gaze following the hands. Sink into this stretch here, feeling it in your hip and thigh. If you raise your hands here, bringing them back down to the mat, as you shift the hips back into half splits, flexing the toes towards the sky. Begin shifting forward and back from low lunge to half splits. Flow with your breath here and repeat your mantra. I am grounded and supported. Next time you come to low lunge, stay there. Tuck the back toes under and step forward into forward fold at the top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Tadasana, inhaling arms overhead as you stand, keeping the arms reaching for that blue sky or bringing them back to prayer center. Sink into your chair pose, Utkatasana. Tuck the pelvis under and make sure to keep the knees tracking behind the toes, squeezing everything into the midline. Preparing for crescent lunge, begin to shift the weight into the right foot as you step the left foot towards the back of the mat. Breathe here. What do you hear? Bring the hands down to the mat and step back into plank. This time taking Chaturanga Dandasana, or low plank, to upward facing dog, and then pressing back into downward facing dog. Moving through this flow on the opposite side, inhale the left leg to 3 point and take some rolls through that ankle. Step the foot between the hands, dropping the back knee to the mat, low lunge. Once again, the option to keep the back toes curled under or releasing the top of the foot to the mat. Sinking in here. Shift the hips back into half splits, flexing the toes towards the sky. Following your breath, start shifting forward and back from low lunge to half splits. Maybe you close your eyes here, and once again, bringing your attention to your breath and mantra. Coming back through low lunge, tuck the back toes under and step into that forward fold at the top of the mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Tadasana, inhale arms overhead as you come to standing. Taking Utkatasana once more, sink back into that chair pose. Crescent lunge. Shift the weight into the left foot as you step the right foot towards the back of the mat. Bring the hands down to the mat, step into plank, and flow through your vinyasa, meeting in downward facing dog. Right leg lifts into 3 point, this time bending through the knee. Begin to draw large circles with that lifted knee, stretching through the hip. Right leg extends back to 3 point, and then steps into Warrior One, bending through the front knee and strong through both feet. Open out into Warrior Two. Gaze is looking over the front hand as you stay strong in those legs. Peaceful Warrior, reaching up and back with the front arm. Option to take a half bind with the opposite arm or simply reach down that back leg. Side angle, bringing the right elbow to rest on the knee or plant that hand inside of the right foot as you twist the chest towards the sky, reaching through the opposite fingertips. Half moon, keeping the right hand on the ground as needed for stability, press off of the back toes and flex through that foot. Once again, twisting the chest towards the sky. Preparing for wide leg forward fold, take that left foot and step it back to the back of your mat as you turn the body to the left side of the mat. Release the head and neck here, maybe taking ragdoll with the arms or grabbing the ankles. Bringing hands back towards the top of the mat, take your vinyasa. Meeting in down dog, left leg lifts to 3-point, bending the knee. Drawing large circles with that lifted knee, stretching through the hip on this side. Extending back through that left leg, stepping it into Warrior One. Open it out, Warrior Two. You're doing great. Peaceful Warrior, reaching up and back with the front arm. Again, option to take a half bind with that opposite arm. Side angle, bring the left elbow to rest on the knee or plant the hand inside of that left foot, opening through the chest. Keeping the left hand on the ground, press off of the back toes, flexing through that back foot. Moving to wide leg forward fold, step back with the right foot and turn the body towards the right side of the mat. You can rest in this forward fold as we did on the opposite side, or play with tripod headstand if it is in your practice. Slowly releasing down if you took headstand. Hands come to the top of your mat and flow through your vinyasa, meeting in downward facing dog. Looking to the top of your mat, hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, releasing into a forward fold. Take a bind behind the calves if that feels good. Releasing any tension in the neck and shoulders. Coming into a full moon ball, release the hands to the mat, lifting through the toes as you lower the hips to the heels. Relax through the spine and neck. Sitting back onto your bum, roll onto your back, and take a few rocks here, rolling up and down the spine. Releasing completely onto the back, we'll come to a bridge pose. Lifting the pelvis towards the sky. And then releasing back down to the mat. Bring the feet wide and knees together, coming to knock knees. This time, option to come back into bridge or take full wheel. Listen to your body today. Wherever you are, slowly coming back down and taking a few more rolls on the spine until you're up into a seated position. Extend the legs straight out in front of you. Lift the hands up and overhead and take a seated forward fold. With each inhale, growing slightly longer in the spine, and with each exhale, folding a little deeper. Rolling back up to a tall spine, we'll take seated tree. Bring the right knee in towards the chest and let it fall out to the side. Lift tall through the spine and fingertips, reaching towards the sky, and then fold over that extended leg. Rolling back up, we'll switch it out. Bring the left knee into the chest and let that knee fall to the ground. Extend long overhead and fold, deepening the stretch as you deepen your breath. Roll up once more, and with both feet extended out in front of you, engage the core and slowly begin to roll all the way down onto the back. Here we will take Happy Baby, reaching inside the legs for the outer blades of the feet, pulling the knees towards the armpits. Maybe it feels good to rock side to side here. Also option to extend through one leg and then the other. Have fun here and play. Letting go of the feet, release them, mats with distance, and begin to windshield wiper your legs back and forth. Stopping on the right side, bring the right ankle on top of the left knee for a self-assist. Switch it out. Drop the knees to the left and place the left ankle onto the right knee. Bringing the knees back through center, coming to pigeon on the back. Extend the right foot straight out overhead and place the right ankle across the left knee. You can reach behind the left thigh and pull the knee towards the chest to deepen the stretch. Release down and switch sides. Left leg reaches straight overhead and placing the left ankle on top of the right knee. As you reach through and grab the right thigh, continue to flex through both feet. Great job. Releasing down, extend the legs straight out beneath you and arms overhead, bringing both the feet and the hands to the right side of the mat, coming to a C curve or a banana curve, stretching through that opposite side body. Switch it out, bringing the hands and feet to the leftmost corners of the mat, stretching through that right side body. In a moment, we will prepare for our Savasana, but before we do, I would like to offer this time to you to practice any poses that we might not have touched on today. Listen to your body, maybe taking happy baby, shoulder stand, any pose that feels good to you today. When you are ready, releasing down and stretching out arms and legs, preparing for your Shavasana. Relaxing through the face. Release any tension in the forehead, corners of the eyes, the jaw, letting the shoulders release into the mat and growing heavy through the torso and the legs. Feet splaying out to the side. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale through the mouth. Let the body grow heavy here and enjoy your shavasana. Beginning to bring some awareness back into the body. Place the right hand over the belly and the left hand over the heart. Feel the support from the ground beneath you, the air flowing in and out of your lungs, and your heart beating within. Once again, repeating your mantra, I am grounded and supported. Begin to bring small movements back into the body, taking your time here, wiggling through fingertips and toes. Rolling through ankles and wrists. And maybe bringing the arms across the chest, giving yourself a big hug. Slowly bring the knees in towards the chest and begin to rock side to side, massaging out through the low back. Maybe it feels good to draw circles on the sky with your knees here. When you are ready, coming to your favorite side, we'll rest in a fetal position using the bicep as a pillow. Gently press yourself up to a seated position, keeping the eyes closed or the gaze soft. Hands coming to heart center. Once again, repeating your mantra. I am grounded and supported. Take a moment here to scan the body. Just as we started practice, noticing any differences from when we began. Thank yourself for taking the time for you to practice today. And thank you for joining me in this magical forest. We'll bring the hands to the third eye. The light within me sees and honors the light within you. Namaste.